Paco de Lucía, a name synonymous with the flamenco guitar, transformed the genre's landscape with his unparalleled skill and innovative approach. His legacy, 10 years after his passing, continues to reverberate through the halls of music history, marking him as a pivotal figure in bringing flamenco to the global audience. Born Francisco Sanchez Gómez in 1947 in Algeciras, Spain, De Lucía was destined to play the guitar. His father, also a guitarist, placed the instrument in his hands at the age of 8, instilling in him a profound dedication to flamenco. Despite not being able to read music, De Lucía's innate ability and relentless practice propelled him to the forefront of the genre. His innovative techniques and compositions breathed new life into flamenco, challenging its traditional boundaries and introducing it to a broader audience. De Lucía's impact on flamenco was revolutionary. He was the first to incorporate jazz elements and non-traditional instruments into the genre, notably with his groundbreaking track Entre Dos Aguas. This instrumental rumba not only topped charts but also showcased De Lucía's ability to fuse flamenco with other music styles, thereby expanding its appeal. His introduction of the cajón, a Peruvian box drum, in place of palmeros, transformed the sonic landscape of flamenco, making it more intimate and accessible. Throughout his career, De Lucía shattered the notion that flamenco was a niche genre, confined to the margins of Spanish culture. His performances filled theaters worldwide, from London to Tokyo, proving flamenco's universal resonance. De Lucía's virtuosity and passion for the music transcended cultural and linguistic barriers, enchanting audiences across the globe. His collaborations with international artists, including the Panamanian salsa legend Rubén Blades, further cemented his status as a global music icon. In New York's Carnegie Hall, a tribute event celebrated De Lucía's monumental contributions to music. The world's finest flamenco artists gathered, honoring the legacy of a man who had elevated their art to global recognition. Guitarist José Carlos Gómez, a close friend of De Lucía, praised his ability to create beautiful melodies adorned with exquisite harmonies, a skill that made De Lucía beloved by both connoisseurs and the general public alike. De Lucía's personal life reflected his deep connection to his roots and the simplicity he cherished despite his fame. His sudden passing in 2014 while playing with his children on a beach in Mexico underscored the humble and passionate essence of a man who lived for the sea, his family, and his music. His death left the flamenco world feeling profoundly orphaned, a sentiment shared by fans and fellow artists worldwide. The legacy of Paco de Lucía is not merely in the notes he played, but in the path he carved for flamenco within the global music industry. He professionalized the genre, creating a sustainable and rewarding life for countless artists who followed in his footsteps. Today, flamenco enjoys a prestigious place in the world of music, thanks to De Lucía's pioneering spirit and extraordinary talent. As we remember Paco de Lucía 10 years after his passing, his music continues to inspire and captivate. His journey from a young boy in Algeciras to a worldwide musical phenomenon is a story of dedication, innovation, and the transformative power of art. De Lucía did not just play flamenco, he lived it, reshaping its identity and ensuring its place on the world stage for generations to come. The world indeed loved Paco, and his music remains an everlasting tribute to his genius.